Plumes of smoke rise along the tarmac at Khartoum Airport on a third day of fighting between Sudan's army and the biggest and most powerful paramilitary force. Explosions, airstrikes and gunshots are heard across the capital as both sides claim they're making advances in strategic areas. But details on the ground are unclear. Footage released by the Sudanese military shows a number of Rapid Support Forces troops surrendering their weapons and equipment in Khartoum. The army says it's resumed control of state TV and will use it to update the public. It also says it's retaken Marawi Airport in the north. But that conflicts with claims by the RSF, which says its men still control the facility.
Thank God we're in control of the airport. God is great.
The RSF also says an army-led battalion handed over its vehicles in the Eastern Nile, part of Khartoum State. Sudan has been brought to a standstill after attempts to open a humanitarian corridor failed. Fighting destroyed Khartoum's main water station, raising fears of widespread food and water shortages.
Only one still water bottle left. This is the one and only one. And everything is empty now. The water bottle section looks so empty. All the water, all milk, everything is empty here on the refrigerator.
And hospitals have become targets. Shelling on a lab in this clinic left several people injured and forced many to evacuate. Doctors say they're running out of medical supplies. A power struggle between Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and his deputy Mohammed Hamdan Daglo, commander of the RSF, triggered the outbreak of fighting on Saturday, with neither side willing to back down. On the political front, diplomatic efforts are underway to bring calm. The US and UK are calling for a ceasefire. The Arab League is pushing for negotiation, and all eyes are on regional leaders to bring the two sides to the table. The African intergovernmental body, IGAD, is proposing to send the presidents of Kenya, South Sudan, and Djibouti to mediate.
The three presidents are highly experienced. President Salva Kiir knows both the Sudanese leaders very, very well, and he constantly engages with them. President Omar Gele is an elder statesman of the region, highly experienced also in mediation, well-respected within the region, and President Ruto.
While airstrikes continue and the warring sides show no desire for talks, it's the people of Sudan that are paying the heaviest price. Rahila Mohammed, Al Jazeera.
Let's go live to Hiba Morgan in Khartoum. Hiba, what's the very latest?
Well, after intense airstrikes by the Sudanese army against RSF positions around the vicinity of the presidential palace and around the vicinity of the general command of the army, there seems to be a reduced tension or reduced amount of airstrikes being carried out. And it looks like it's more of a ground battle at the moment around the vicinity of the general command of the army. Now, the army did say that this is where the operations are focused, in the central part of Khartoum. But we can also hear reports of fighting ongoing in the northern part of the capital, that's across the Nile, and in the southern parts of the capital as well. Intense fighting with both sides trying to gain control of major facilities. The army says it's still in control of the airport, but there's heavy fighting going on around that area. So still, it's not clear who has the upper hand, who controls most of the facilities here. But it's clear that the fighting, even if it has reduced over the past hour, is still ongoing between the army and the rapid support forces.
And the army claims to have retaken the state broadcaster. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we spoke to people who live in Omdurman around the vicinity of that facility, that the state television, which has been a point of struggle between the rapid support forces and the army. Now, we know that the army is in control, but we also know that there is intense fighting happening around that area, and it looks like the rapid support forces are trying to regain control of the state television. That's a facility that they were in charge of or in control of over the past 12 hours to 24 hours, and until just a few hours ago when the army announced that they have taken over and that they will be using that that station to pass their messages on to the people around the country. So that's another facility or institution that both sides, that the army is trying to maintain control of, but that the RSF is trying to regain control of to try to minimize the messages that the army is sending out.
All right, Hiba Morgan reporting from Khartoum. Thank you very much. And we want to share with you this moment that took place earlier in the day when fighting was intensifying in Khartoum and one of our Al Jazeera correspondents got a little too close to the fighting.
Now, what's clear from these clashes and sounds... Yes, as you're hearing.
Yes, the shelling is very close. We hope, Haytham, that you take care and shelter and secure a safe location.
Regional and Western powers have called for an immediate ceasefire and a resumption of talks on civilian rule. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been speaking with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. They support opposing sides in this conflict. The U.N. Security Council is due to discuss the latest developments on Monday. A regional African bloc known as IGAD also plans to send heads of state, including those of Kenya and Djibouti, to mediate as soon as possible. And the African Union chairman wants to head to Sudan's capital, Khartoum, to discuss an immediate ceasefire. As for neighboring countries that include South Sudan and Egypt, they've also offered to mediate. Now, a video blogger who is traveling in Sudan has shared his experience of what's happening in Khartoum.
When I opened the window, I could see the black smoke around the air. And a lot of people, they are going by walking. They are going with their bags. Many of the people, they are loading the stuff from supermarket. They are going in their car. And many of them, they were hitchhiking in another vehicles to escape the city.
The general who heads the Rapid Support Forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, has urged the international community to take action. He posted on Twitter accusing rival general Abdel Fattah al-Burhan of committing crimes by bombing civilians from the air. Now, the fighting threatens to worsen what was already a dire humanitarian situation in Sudan. The UN Humanitarian Office says about 15.8 million people, roughly a third of the population, will need assistance this year. There are 3.7 million internally displaced people who need help. Around 4 million children under 5 and pregnant women are acutely malnourished and need life-saving services. And as many as 11.7 million people do not have enough food to eat. Aliona Sinenko is the spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross. We spoke to her earlier. She says the situation for civilians is only getting worse.
The most important and urgent priority right now is the access for healthcare workers, for ambulances, for the first responders to be able to provide urgent care for the wounded people so that the toll, the human toll of this tragedy does not continue to rise. For now, what we can say for certain is that we know that the fighting is taking place in very close and in very dangerous proximity to heavily populated civilian areas, to civilian neighborhoods and essential civilian infrastructure. And we know from experience in other places around the world how devastating the consequences for civilian population can be. So now people are hiding in their homes. And like if water supply system, hospitals, if this essential infrastructure, they get damaged, the consequences for this urban population is going to be very high. We are in touch with our contacts. We've been present in Sudan for many years now, and we've been in touch with all kind of interlocutors. So we are activating all our contacts to try to get the humanitarian space that we need to be able to move around safely and to be able to deliver urgent supplies.